We are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. You know how we used to pay for ringtones on our phone?
I never bought a ringtone. I'm aware it used to be a big business maker.
Yeah. I can't even think of how many years ago. More than 10 years ago.
A lot of rappers talked about how they made serious ringtone money.
Just hearing that, we made serious ringtone money. But I mean, it was a reality. And, you know, you would download things and you would have to. I remember having a time when I think I paid for one ringtone because I thought it was so cool. And then when I wanted another ringtone, it was like I would always have to ask somebody, can you help me figure this out? Because it was so difficult on the older phones.
Too convoluted. It was not an easy process.
But do people even put customized ringtones on their phones that much anymore? Because my phone, most of the time, is on silent.
Okay, Kelly, one of our coworkers, has a ringtone, and it's some, I don't know, electronic stuff that she likes.
Yeah.
And she does have her phone on ring sometimes, and it'll
get your attention quickly because it's loud. Yeah,
it kind of sounds like the old Star Trek theme at the end of the show. I don't know what it is. I don't like it, but yeah, you can hear that, and that's a ringtone she paid for. I hope she's listening to us right now.
Well, she may not be able to hear it because her phone may be ringing and she wouldn't hear it. But you know, you don't hear the phones ring that often anymore. If you really think about it, it used to be a thing you would kind of pride yourself like, oh, I got this cool ringtone.
Look but at me now, annoying all my coworkers.
But now people keep them on silent more than they don't, I feel like, because I don't hear them that often. Or you see like the light flashing on the phone. You know, if you got it set up so that your flashlight flashes, so it's like, ping, hey, pay attention, I'm ringing.
I had a ringtone once that was just one of the options on the phone. Instead, you know, it could sound like an old timey phone.
Yeah.
Or, you know, this thing literally sounded like a bomb was dropping. It was like, ew! It was really, really loud. And it was just so annoying. And I prided myself on that. Because if you were in a quiet office setting and that thing went off, everyone would jump.
Yeah.
And then they would all go,
oh, there's Brian Walker again.
Yeah.
Him and his ringtones.
Yeah.